And we're back. Welcome to the podcast. We haven't done this for a while because I accidentally deleted the podcast page from my computer. I couldn't figure out how to download it from the website. Joe didn't have time to help me, so that's why we've been absent. But everything's back up now, and I think, Lord willing, the podcast or two that I recorded that I couldn't get back up will be up here too. So if you really want to get caught up on me bitching, the previous two should probably be new to you. So what's going on? We missed a lot of stuff. I just got back from Orlando. And show was fine. Appreciate everybody coming out, saying hello. Hope I wasn't rude. I was kind of a dick at this show. I could sense myself being a dick, but I couldn't do anything about it. It's crabby. It's not as fun anymore either, because now I'm a big shot now. It's more fun when I was a little shot and I was beating all the big shots, you know, moving more books to them and had a bigger crowd around now. You know, and back then I'd say, I'll outlast all you sons of bitches. And now I did. So there's no one around to gloat at, you know, and I'm next to a bunch of 20-something kids just getting started. So if I'm beating up on them, you know, I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be moving more books than them. I'm famous. And they're just kids. Oh my God, am I old? I'm calling 20-year-olds kids. Fuck. Anyhow, so it kind of put me in a bad mood because, you know, most of my motivation is competition, conflict. So if that ain't around, I'm just kind of there spinning my wheels. But the plane ride home was a nightmare, just like it always is. I had a layover in the Cleveland airport, which is an awful, awful airport. Most of the modern airports now are built like kind of like a spoked wheel. You know, all of the different airlines are at one end of the spoke and they all feed into the middle. So you're never really that far away if you got a connecting flight or something like that. And, you know, the food court's in the middle. You're never far off from where you want to be. But the Cleveland airport is still, as far as I can tell, it's just one long strip. You know, and they got those, well, if you haven't been in the airport, it's boring to you, so I won't go into it too much. But there was one weird thing. There's an escalator there that's like, I don't like heights, first of all. And this escalator was, it was 3 stories tall, and like, if the wall to the floor is a 90-degree angle, half of that is 45. Most escalators are like at a 45-degree angle or less. You know, it's a slow decline. This one was like 70, 80 degrees. It was like steep, man. It was straight down. It was so bad, I almost couldn't see, you know, what was below me. It was like the escalator to hell. It was freaking me out. And it was moving slow, and it was 3 stories. And then I get to my flight, and the strange thing is, and this didn't even dawn on me until I got on the plane. You know, I get off a plane. It's a layover. So I get off a plane. I walk, you know, the 78-mile-long hallway, get on the escalator that's three stories, go down, walk another 78 miles, get on the plane. Eventually, we'll get to that. But eventually, get on the plane. And as I'm leaving the plane, I look out, and it dawns on me, the airstrip is flat, right? It's just a flat the airfield's just flat. I got off a plane, and I went down a 3-story escalator to get on another plane. Where did the 3 stories come from? Because I could see as the plane's moving, I can see the airline I got off of. It's all in one flat strip. It's like, did I go through like some MC Escher little Twilight Zone wormhole or something? Where the hell do those 3 stories go? It's a flat strip. Am I making sense here? The strip is, the airfield is flat. I got off a plane, I walked, and then I went 3 stories down and got off and got back off on the same plane. Where did that come from? If somebody goes to the Cleveland airport a lot, explain this to me. Did I miss something? I know I didn't get on an escalator going up. I didn't get on any elevators. What goes there, man? I must have missed something, but I swear I didn't. Anyhow, so I get to my other flight. It was delayed because Obama was there, trying to pitch health care. I feel like I'm repeating myself when I bitch about government health care, but he's still doing it, so I got to keep talking about it. The only reason you need to know that this is a bad idea is that he still hasn't gotten it done. He's in charge. His party is in charge of everything, and he still can't get it done. And it's been like a year and a half. So what if they have to change something? You know, what if they pass this bill and there's some mistake in there? I know that's not possible because the government's writing the bill. I know I'm talking apple pie in the sky here that there's possibly a mistake or something that needs to be changed. I know it will never happen because the all-seeing eye of the government is writing this thing. But if some lightning bolt should occur and there is a mistake, how long is that going to take to change? How long are we going to be stuck with this nightmare that's worse than what we have, by the way? What we have may not be great, but it's going to be better than what the government comes up with. Take that to the bank. If there's a mistake, how long to fix that? How much more jacking around? And at this rate, he's going to get this thing passed just in time for Jeb Bush to be president. So, you know, keep that in mind. He ain't going to be president forever. The other side's going to be in charge of your health care by the time he gets this passed. So anyhow, he was there, so Air Force One was there, so we all had a six-hour layover while he jackjaws. You know, stood in front of a crowd of like 12 fat black women in white t-shirts with his picture on them. Can I make a confession here? Hold on a second. I mean, you already know I'm a degenerate, but I'll watch the local news whenever there's a shooting in the inner city or something like that, whenever there's a quote-unquote tragedy in the inner city. For the express reason of I love to watch fat black women cry. It just amuses the I love it. I don't know. I just love it so much because they just lose their shit. You know, oh, my baby! Ah! Oh, Lordy, no! Why'd I have to take my... Oh! God, I love it. It's so great. Just blubbering, quivering messes. And where do they get these t-shirts, man? Turn on your local news the next time somebody gets killed in the inner city. They all have like a triple X white t-shirt that they've silkscreened the quote-unquote victim's picture on with the R.I.P. Snookies. Or Lil Jeeba. Or what's another good guy? There was a great ghetto name graffitied on the bus the other day. I took a picture of it. I gotta find my phone. Lil Nancy or something like that. It was Lil Baby. Lil Baby. R.I.P. Lil Baby. And there was a date. The kid was alive for a year. So, in a tribute to this baby who died somehow, they graffitied up a bus. They put the R.I.P. and the date. They did the math. Kid was around for a year. How odd that you know, the people who cared and loved about this person are the type to use a Sharpie on a bus seat, and the kid didn't live. That's weird. Oh, my baby, why? I'll tell you why, you dumbass. Because you're living in a demilitarized zone. The kid would have been safer in Iraq with a bomb suit on, poking a stick at landmines. The kid would have lived longer. And pulled out the cord. Got all excited and pulled the cord out of the thing. Anyhow, why'd it take all that energy? You know, you love this kid so much. And, such a Greek tragedy that the kid got shot through the kidney by some douchebag and a lowrider who was shooting at someone else. Why don't you move out of that neighborhood? Take all that energy, all that emotion, get yourself a better job, get the F out of that neighborhood. Or just move out of that neighborhood and squat. That's what my neighbors did for 6 months. Just move somewhere else and don't pay the rent. And just keep moving on doing that. You love the kid so much. Why are you living there? Get the, you know, take your little t-shirt machine, make yourself some Malcolm X shirts and sell those on the corner or something till you got enough money to move. You know, you need the white man to tell you this? You know, print up some Obama shirts and sell them. I'm saying. Or you know, don't even go that far. Just sell shirts of other dead kids. Go to the funeral with a little cart, a little churro cart. Rent the churro cart from the Mexican guy who's smart enough to make money off of you idiots. Who pedals up and down the road. How come that guy never gets shot? He's got He's got bells. He's got a little hat, little conductor hat. He's scooting up and down with a cart full of churros. He never gets killed. Never gets run over. Nothing. Your kid goes out to play hopscotch, gets a bullet through her head. Just get the hell out of there. Just get out. Woo! It's such a shock. People get shot there every day. That's why I don't live there. I don't live there, and I want to die. I spent half the year thinking about killing myself, and I don't live there. That should be all the proof you need that you're in the wrong area. Lordy, no! As soon as a kid gets shot, they're all coming out of the woodwork. Why? Why? How'd you get so fat? You know, how'd you get so damn fat? You got money for all that food? Get the hell out of there! Buy the kid some books! For God's sake. Every other cheeseburger, put that money in a little fund called, and get a little jar, right? Get the F out of this neighborhood fund. Why? Where's your dad? And there's no daddies there crying. There's your other problem. Where the hell is dad? Bunch of idiot single moms with 17 kids living off the state. Can't figure out why their kids are getting killed. Why the kids have no future. And 12 of them were waving hello to Obama. Obama's going to save us. No, Obama's in a bulletproof plane. He didn't even step off the airport. He didn't even step off the tarmac, you morons. That should be all. That should tell you something. He ain't in your neighborhood. He's letting you come to him after you've been screened. Yeah, I'll wave hello to about a dozen of them, but double check all those people, would you? He's got a white man on each side of him in a bulletproof vest, and he's in a bulletproof vest. Because he can see the inner city from where he's standing, and that's good enough for him. Look, I can see it, and that means they can hit me on accident. So I'm going to be right here by the plane, ready to hide behind that jumbo wheel if I need to. Obama, give me a break. He's going to save you. He's been in office for a year and a half. Has he done anything for you? No. He's hanging around with a bunch of whiteys in Washington. He spends more time with 60-year-old white men than forget it. What's the point? That fat black lady won that Academy Award or the Oscar or something, right? Jumbo Girl from Precious. Well, I haven't seen that movie, but I want to see it. I bet it's a scream. I bet they went through a pile of cocaine when she won, too. I hope they brought extras, because she looks like she could plow through. You get a full-length mirror for her and a garden hose at the after party. Don't bring the little compact and a little razor blade and rolled-up dollar bill for her. She'll just plunge her face right into that bag. I'm a winner! I'm a winner! Shut up, Joe. I don't care. Whatever. So they think I'm a bigot. I've said it before. Think I'm a racist if you want. All you have to worry about is whether or not I'm correct. Because whether or not I individually am a racist, it has no bearing on your life. I can't affect you at all. Unless you listen to me and maybe get the hell out of that neighborhood. Then I will have helped you in a positive way. And so what difference does it make what I think of you? Zero. I'm exhausted. It's only been... How long is it? Is it 15 minutes yet? Not yet. How much time? 2.5 minutes. I'm done already. Is it? I don't really have anything to talk about. Shut up. We need a name for this stupid thing. Joe actually came up with a good idea. Everybody submit names. I'm going to pick the name that I hate the most so that every time I say it, it irritates me, and that'll make the show better. Because we can all agree that when I'm irritated, I'm more entertaining. So me having to say a name of a show that I... Huh? Oh, that's a good one. We may have a winner already. I'm not going to say what that is. Everybody, come up with names, send them to me, make them stupid. So that it bothers me to say it. And that's what we'll use. We'll do these once a week. For real this time. Once a week, Joe. You hear me? Once a week. You hear me? Huh? 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 Shut up. This was fun. Am I done yet? No? Are you shitting me? I got a minute and a half. That was only a minute? Man, these things take a long time. I gotta slow down when I'm talking. Huh? Stop talking to me off mic! They can't hear me and it's irritating for them. And I'm not giving you, we've had this discussion, you're not getting a mic, shut up. You've got a squirrely voice. I will be at a convention in Minnesota, middle of May, www.midwestcomicbook.com. Come by, say hello, tell me I'm full of crap, and then buy a comic book. Also, Lockjaw, it's too late to do that now. Lockjaw will be at Vanook's this Friday. They'll probably go on stage at about 11. I don't have any of that information, but they put on a great show. I'll be there. Don't say hello to me. www.lockjawx.com. Last time I checked, they hadn't updated their tour dates. They're worse than I am. You can tell we're friends. He hasn't updated his stuff either. If you go to Facebook and look up Lockjaw or MySpace and look up Lockjaw, you'll find it. But it's in Cudahy, which is my hood, man. If you hurry, you might even see the big pile of garbage that the neighbors left behind. Our intro music, our bumper music, if you will, that's all Lockjaw. Although I don't think he's figured out yet. I'm using his music for my right-wing propaganda. Metabon's going to be not too happy when he finds that out, I'll bet. In any case, they're great. See them. And now we're done, right? Yes, now we're done. Thanks, we'll see you next week sometime. www.arseniclullaby.com is where all my stuff's at, and the blogs are there. And welcome back, everybody. See you until next time. Think. They'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.